Saturday Night Country. It is Australia's home of country music. ABC Local Radio, Radio Australia, the World Wide Web. I'm John Nutting. We've spoken with Sarah Storer already tonight on the program, and we said that Geelong is where Becky Cole is. She was busy. Someone's rang up and said, what was she doing? I said, I think she was working on the stage and working hard too. Becky Cole's with us tonight from Geelong, from the Stampede. Becky, a big show.
A huge show. How are you, Don?
I'm good. I'm very good. It's good to talk with you. Let's talk about some things that are happening. And since we last had a chat, what has been happening in the world of Becky Cole's life? I mean, I understand you're about to go to London for some reason.
I am. I absolutely am. Very much looking forward to that. It's always great to have these experiences, to go overseas, learn new things, meet new people, see new things to write about, and that was my goal for the last few years, is to get away and to see new things. And so we're doing a lot of that. And, of course, I've been on the road with my good buddies in the Songbirds, with Gina Jeffries and Sazi Bar, and we've been having a ball.
And the London trip, have you been to London before?
Never have. No, I'm very much looking forward to it.
So you said there you're going to write and things, but will you work there, do a few shows, do you know?
Look, I don't have any plans to. I'm certainly going to take my guitar, and I certainly want to go and see a whole lot of stuff. But it wasn't my intention to go over there and actually perform. It was, it's all about, and I wouldn't put it completely out of the question for the future. I'd love to give it a go. But, it's something, it's more sort of broadening my horizons at the moment.
Okay, well, London will certainly broaden your horizon, Becky. I can assure you of that, musically, I add, at the end of that statement. But you'll have a good time there, and perhaps once you're there, we might give you a call and see how you're going there. But I understand, too, Adam Brown, you're going to tour with Adam?
Yes, looking forward to that. The other Adam. I haven't told Adam Harvey yet. I've got to break it to him gently. He doesn't mind if I tour with another Adam as long as I think of him the whole time, so he says. But so much fun touring with different people. And back in the early days of Young Stars of Country, Adam Brand would be holding my baby, who just turned 9 a couple of weeks ago. He'd be holding the baby for me while I was on, and then I'd introduce him. I'd introduce him onto the stage, and he'd hand me Ricky and wipe off anything that Ricky did on him, and then he'd go on and finish the Young Stars of Country show. So our friendship goes back to those days, and I'm really looking forward to especially going back to my home territory with Brandy.
Well, he's on the show next week, and I'd forgotten, isn't it? You forget these things, the Young Stars of Country. At its time, it was a very successful concept, wasn't it?
Look, it really was. And after Adam Brand, Adam Harvey, of course, was a part of that. Darren Coggan, Felicity in the early days, Tina Martin was involved. And a few people sort of came and went, but it was a great concept. And I think, we finished, of course, by all winning a vocal collaboration award way back when. But you couldn't call us the Young Stars of Country anymore. We were tossing up names for the Songbirds. We were going to be the Old Birds of Country. That didn't quite work for us.
Yeah, well, you'll always be young to me, as you know, Becky. So, we live at Lizotte's, great album launched right here in this very studio of Saturday Night Country, and it seems only like yesterday. But as always, there's always pressures for another record, another album, and songs. And is that happening now? Is songwriting for you?
It absolutely is, and I've been in that sort of inspiration mode at the moment and trying to get some songs together. I have got a list and, certainly a direction in mind. You know, this will be album number 6, I guess, that we're working on. And I'm looking forward to doing a few different things. And certainly in the writing area, I'm doing some co-writing with some other people. It's a great thing to tackle after you've done it a few times, especially when you're sort of a little bit more comfortable in your skin the inspiration of the world as you get older, I think, is just, it all broadens and widens. It's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that. I'll let you go, and you can go and carry on doing what you're doing before I rang you up, and that is complete meeting all your fans and perhaps share a few more CDs with them that they don't already have. It's a nice way of saying sell some product, I suppose. But Becky Cole, thank you for being with us once again around Australia.
An absolute pleasure. Great to be here in AFL territory, and good luck to your team this year, John.
Coming home from work one day, I stopped in at the store. Lady next to me in line, just about 84. Well, she looked so sweet and innocent, I had to say hello and how are you? And she said, well, dear, when you get to my age, things start drooping at this stage. I mean, my eyesight's not what it used to be, so my knitting had to stop, you see. And it's hard to move for the plastic hip. Dr. James removed this thing from my lip. The fluid retention takes its toll. I mean, I really do have bladder control. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, I am sorry. Terribly sorry. How rude. How rude.